This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm not going to ruin it for anybody. I'm not going to spoil it because I know a lot of people haven't seen it yet. But one of the biggest shows trending right now is The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. And a lot of shows have been trending. You know, we got The Mandalorian, you got Yellowstone, you got a whole variety of, you know, shows out there. But The Queen's Gambit has been making a lot of headlines. And, you know, some of my friends have asked me about it. It's not really a chick flick. You know, they don't, because I'm not really into chick flicks. So it's actually pretty good. Maybe there's a little girl power to it, but I'm kind of sensitive to that, and I'm not really picking up a lot of that. It's actually a very, very good story. It's a good series. But, well, and again, I'm going to be very, very careful not to kind of ruin it for everybody, but there's a sex scene in there that kind of highlights an issue that a lot of us have in the bedroom, and it, or on college campuses or whatever, we don't necessarily address. And I'm kind of fascinated by the series because I used to play chess and I did some tournaments when I was younger. I moved a lot, went to 12 schools, so I never could progress like Beth Harmon could in The Queen's Gambit, but my father taught me chess. I think my mom did also, and my siblings were pretty good at it too. And I had kind of really liked, you know, taking out the person's queen early on. I told you guys about this. What I would do is, since the average person trained to use a queen in chess, I would just take it out. I would sacrifice my queen for theirs very early on in the game. Because if I knew how to play without a queen, and most of their moves were with a queen, I was at an advantage. And that's kind of what led me to win a lot in chess. I also had bad bangs as a kid because my mom would cut my hair or whatever. And so I really, really relate to the character Beth Harmon, The Queen's Gambit. But one scene, so there's a sex scene. And it's supposedly her first time in sex. And while the person, not a very, very close, shall we say, relationship with this person, while he's on top, she looks uncomfortable. She says, "Are you finished yet? Or are you done yet?" I think she goes, "Are you finished yet?" He finishes, or he doesn't finish. He kind of, it's awkward, there's an awkwardness, and it's very interesting because she kind of has this awkwardness around her. She really has a very interesting character. But at the end of the sex act, she just kind of pats him a couple times on the shoulder, you know, to not make him feel good, not to make him feel bad. And that's all I'm going to talk about. That's all I'm going to talk about with the show, all right? And trust me, there's more to it. It's not very, you know, considering there's a lot of sex involved, there's not really a lot of sex scenes. And, you know, if your kids walk into the room, there's not going to see nudity. So it's okay in terms of that. But that scene describes a very, very common scene and a common problem we have probably since sex was invented, all right? We're talking caveman days or whatever, Adam and Eve days. And it's this concept of people kind of going through the sex act going, "Are you done yet? Are you finished?" Obviously not comfortable, either in pain or not comfortable. Or, you know, somebody, you know, not being told, not only is that bad for the person receiving the sex, all right, if we're going to talk about heterosexual couples, the female, but also the person having sex, right, or, you know, the shall we say, the inserter, for that person to think that you're not liking it, you're not, it, you're not enjoying it. You're possibly in pain. It's a miserable situation and there's no communication. And why isn't there communication during sex? Well, you know, a lot of us have been assaulted. I mean, I go back through that moment and that time where I'm like, well, I could have done this. I could have said this. I could have scratched the eyes. I could have whatever. And you don't. Unfortunately, a lot of times you just kind of freeze and you tell yourself in your head, exactly, when are they done? When are they done? And it's unfortunately a very, very common thing that comes to our heads. It's just, okay, when is this over? When is it done? And unfortunately, this kind of happens not only in rape and assault, but also in just regular couples. There's people out there that you know, are having sex with their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend, and it's like, I mean, I swear, I know Corey must be sitting there, you know, some days going, gosh, when is this over? I mean, I'm sure of it. You know, and why aren't we talking about that? Why are we afraid to go, look, this isn't working? You can redirect, and now we're not talking about assault, although I really think there's an art to possibly redirect in an assault. Unfortunately, like I said, we just freeze and, you know, I go back through my mind going, I could have done this and I, you know, but with non-assault sex, you know, and somebody could actually argue, well, it is assault if you're having sex with somebody and you're not liking it and they're not finishing quick enough. But let's, in the non-assault realm of things, why aren't we learning and talking about repivoting? Why don't we teach our daughters how to, if you're not liking sex, tell them to do this instead or to, you know, redirect. I mean, you know, I think it's because, you know, we don't want to upset, you know, the guy. And this is in a heterosexual realm, or the partner. We don't want to upset them. We don't want to make them feel, we don't want to anger them. You know, we're in a very vulnerable position with sex. So you're afraid to go, I'm not liking it, or something like that, because you're afraid that it could get, you know, you're kind of vulnerable and, you know, it could hurt and you don't want to kind of stir the pot, so to speak. But when you have a partner who likes you and, you know, they're vulnerable too, by the way. You know, I mean, I've never attacked somebody who, you know, had an erection, but my guess is even while they're in the process of sex, you probably have some opportunity to stop him and go, look, you know, I got something better planned, okay? There's something else we could do. Now, I get it, okay? You know, you don't want to stop somebody. I get how it's kind of hard sometimes to stop somebody in the act, but I see and I hear this all the time. You know, I talk to young girls who have lost their virginity, and I go, was it painful? And they go, I didn't like it. You know, I didn't like sex. And you're going to see that with the Queen's Gambit. You know, it kind of took her a while to go, so that's what it's supposed to be like. The average person, the average female, doesn't like sex until maybe her third or fourth partner. Because, again, it's with the wrong person. It's not done right. It's either, it's sometimes, you know, through an assault. And so, you know, when you kind of watch the show, you're kind of like, yeah, I could see that. That's me. But honestly, we really need to, you know, especially as women, feel empowered to go, you know what, guys, can we just kind of change positions or do this a little differently? Or, you know what, this isn't working. But we don't. And we just go, are you finished yet? And that's not cool. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad
case. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So at the start of the pandemic, me and, you know, many of us who obviously are, you know, concerned about the environment, we're starting to question you know, how long we could do this with the masks, with the spraying of the Lysol and the clipper side and all the plastic and plexiglass and the idling of cars and what effect it would have on the environment. And people told me to calm down. It's only going to be temporary. It's just going to be for a month or two. And here we are with COVID cases rising. And it looks like the masks might not go away. It looks like the idling of cars for pickup might not go away. And so we do need to address and, you know, kind of consider what's going to happen to our environment long term. Well, it could have come soon enough. November 15th is National Recycling Day. I love recycling. I think it's a great thing to do. Unfortunately, we're not recycling things anymore because we've moved back to paper and plastic. But joining us today is Jeremy Walters, Sustainability Ambassador from Republic Services, to kind of talk about how we move forward. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. And thank you for everything your team does. This is tricky. You know, people are scared about COVID, but, you know, they also are worried about the environment. What's the latest statistic? 6 out of 10 Americans are kind of worried about the future of the environment?
Yeah, you're spot on. Our survey shows that that's the case. But there's some good news within that survey, and it's telling us that 44% of the respondents are actually becoming more aware of their personal impact on the environment. And then one step further, 43% are saying that they're being more careful when they're purchasing products to choose eco-friendly items.
Which I believe is it the CWG that kind of gives us ratings on, you know, whether our Lysol or our cleaners or our sanitizers are more, I forget which group gives a lot of those ratings. Are you familiar with those?
I'm not.
Yeah, there's ratings that we can, I'll find it for people, because people have asked me, they go, which product can I use for sanitation or for cleaning that seems to be the safest? And it really does vary on the type of chemicals that are there. It's interesting. I am seeing some movements, Jeremy, on becoming more eco-friendly with the COVID pandemic. Like, for example, restaurants went all to paper menu and paper menus. And so they would give you a menu, you'd throw it out. And now they're kind of doing that scanner. So that's a great movement in terms of trying to, you know, save paper.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're on par with, you know, keeping up with what sustainability is all about. And recycling is fundamentally important, but there are other things that we can do as well. And that is a perfect example of reduce, right? We talk about sustainability as 3 R's. You've got reduce, reuse, and then recycle. And they are in order of importance. So that menu example is perfect for talking about how we can make a shift to something more sustainable.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, you have, you know, it's funny because my husband's like, I'm done with smartphones. I'm going to flip phones. I go, but then you won't be able to read a menu at a restaurant. So you need your smartphone. Now, Jeremy, Republic Services is huge in my area. I love that they are taking this role in, you know, being eco-friendly in the environment. Tell us about Republic Services.
Yeah, so Republic Services, to the average consumer, may think, hey, it's a trash company, but we are much more than just a trash company. I really refer to us as a sustainability company, and rightfully so. We've got a lot of things that we do in terms of the environment, but a big focus is obviously what we're here to talk about today, and that's recycling. We've got recycling centers across the nation. You know, we have made very accessible and easy for residents with single stream recycling. And what I mean by that is you've got, you know, the container where you throw all your recyclables in there, and then we take that and we process that. You know, and then to take it one step further, we find recycling is A, the right thing to do for the planet, but B, consumers really want to know how to recycle and how to recycle properly. And that's why we put out surveys such as the one we're talking about today.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I love how active you guys have been with that. What were some of the results of the survey? Were there any surprises?
Yeah, and you know, again, I think that there's some really great things that this survey shed some light on, and it is that people are moving in the right direction. But it also did show us that there's some work to be done. It said that, you know, 26% of the survey participants, they just have a lack of understanding on what 44% of the survey respondents don't believe that their material is actually being recycled. So touching on those two things is very important. A, we do recycle anything that is supposed to be in your curbside recycling bin. It does get recycled. That is an absolute for us. If it's good, if it's the right material going in the right bin, we absolutely recycle it. So that leads us to that second part of the misunderstanding. And that's why we've launched things like the survey to help us develop the tools that people need and desire to become better recyclers. And that's how RecyclingSimplified.com was born. It's a website dedicated solely to recycling education and awareness.
Great. So what are some things that people can be recycling?
So paper, cardboard, and jugs, metal cans, and then if glass is available to be recycled curbside in your area, glass bottles and jars. Those are it. You know, most everything in this world can be recycled, but not everything can be recycled curbside. So sticking to those items is the best thing possible. If you have things that fall outside of those categories, let's say, like the example we were talking about, smartphones earlier. Smartphones, there's a new variation, it seems like, every 6 months. These things can be recycled, but not through your curbside program. It's actually imperative that you send those to a designated electronics recycling program. You can create enormous risks and hazards by placing an old cell phone or wireless device in your recycling bin. They have a lithium battery in them. If those lithium batteries crack or puncture, they ignite. And if you think about all the materials, the paper and the cardboard at the recycling centers, those fires have potential to be exponential. So stick to those five categories I mentioned earlier, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if there's a mnemonic, but I'm like really big with the mnemonics, you know. So I might definitely check out the website and try to come up with a mnemonic to make it easier for people to remember, you know, what to recycle. And I think this is the time to do it because I as I've said earlier, we've been ingrained. I used to work at the EPA. We've been ingrained for the last 20, 30 years that we can't just dump things out on parks. We need to recycle. We need to keep our environment clean and all that. And then when COVID came, some people might have misconstrued going, okay, well, it all goes out the window, you know, because we're trying to prevent COVID so we could go back to plastic bags and non-reusable items and things like that. And no, it didn't really go out the window because, you know, the problems are still kind of simultaneous. They're mutually exclusive. They'll still continue. So, I agree with you, Jeremy. We do need to kind of, you know, be very, we need to move forward educational-wise. We're speaking right now with Jeremy Walters, Sustainability Ambassador with Republic Services. What can people do, besides recycling, what else can the public do to help you guys out?
So think about that reduce aspect, right, we talked about earlier, and that's reducing your impact. And you sort of alluded to going back to plastic bags. That's a perfect example. You know, limiting the number of disposable items, the non-recyclable items, trying to cut those things out can be not only beneficial for the environment, but it can be beneficial for our processes as well. One of the most challenging items that we deal with at any of our recycling centers across the nation is that of flexible plastic. And what I mean by flexible plastics, grocery bags, bubble wrap, shrink wrap. If you shop online, the air-filled pillow packs that come to pad your valuables. Those flexible, malleable plastics actually wrap and dangle around our sorting equipment. So anytime that you can limit the intake of those by bringing your own bags or, you know, packaging gifts to send to your family with just paper, those things do help. Again, not only the environment, but they do help the recycling process.
Yeah, I don't like my family too much, so I'm going to be just skipping presents this year, I think. But you know what? You know, back me up on this, Jeremy. I'm going to say it's for the environment. How can people find more information about you guys?
They can check out RecyclingSimplified.com. Again, it's a great resource. It's got all the fundamental recycling knowledge you could ever ask for and very easy to digest. Ways. You've got videos, tips, tricks. There's actually even downloadable activities for the kids. If there's educators out there listening, we've got nationally approved K-12 curriculum, downloadable free of charge, and so we'll take it one step further. There's also virtual field trips on there as well.
Jeremy Walters, thank you and Republic Services. Bless you and your team. Can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to just over 700,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Jobless claims were hovering around 200,000 per week pre-pandemic. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering Republican gains in the U.S. House, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
Judges in Arizona and Pennsylvania hearing lawsuits from the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee regarding ballots being improperly discarded in both states. You're listening to USA Radio News. Many hospitals are at or near capacity as the spread of the coronavirus intensifies across the nation. The U.S. reported more than 144,000 new infections yesterday, the eighth straight day that number has been exceeding 100,000. Just over 1,400 people died, which is renewing claims of a possible lockdown, to which Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"We would like to stay away from that, Robin, because there is no appetite for locking down on the American public, but I believe that we can do it without a lockdown. I really do."
Fauci, one of the nation's top infectious disease experts. Seven peacekeepers, including five Americans, are dead after a helicopter crashed in Egypt. One American survived the crash and is being treated. Coalition forces say soldiers were from the U.S., France, and Czech Republic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, people definitely got their panties all up in a bunch because this week we heard from possible president-elect Joe Biden. I don't people get mad if I say president-elect, so I'm saying possible. I understand there's a lot of legal challenges and a lot going on both sides, but Joe Biden has been already starting to form his team, and his COVID advisor or his possible Dr. Fauci is going to be Dr. Michael Osterholm. Now, I believe he comes from the University of Minnesota. Yay, Minnesota! He comes from the University of Minnesota, and he is, I believe, in charge of infectious disease. He is the... Hold on a second, I got this somewhere. Hold on a second. He is the, oh my gosh, I'm sorry about this. I have his title. I do have his title. The Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Now, he had claimed that we are going into quote-unquote COVID hell this winter. And I thought it was a little too soon for him to speak and too soon for Joe Biden to start showing his policy cards. And I think the reason why it's a little too soon is, you know, unfortunately, if Joe Biden was elected, he didn't really have the popularity that many incoming presidents want to have. And so we have to kind of look at half the country is not very excited about Joe Biden taking over. Half the country is, as opposed to a landslide, you know, like we've seen with other elections. And so if I was his team, I don't know if I would already start talking about national lockdowns and things like that, okay? Because remember, what has been told to us from people from both sides is, look, guys, let's just get through till the fall. Once we get the vaccine, you guys can go back to work again. You can open back up your business. You don't have to go under. You don't have to say goodbye to, you know, your nearby neighborhood store. You don't have to, you know, lose out on your charity's donations. We're going to get back to the way things were. And so when you tell people that you might instill a national lockdown, it scares the hell out of a lot of people. You know, and, you know, we've talked about this. Those of us in medicine are kind of scratching our heads with this. Whether we agree with the left or the right, we understand that, you know, what we've been doing is maybe it's helped, you know, some, but I don't think we have the power to adequately squash this virus. I see what people say, you know, non-medicine people, and I get it, you know, you didn't go to medical school, it's okay, that's why we're here, you know, and you say, look, all we have to do is wear the masks, you know, and stay indoors and this will go away. That's not entirely true because, you know, we discussed this when we were talking about the lockdown back in the spring. A true lockdown, if you want to really ice out a virus, I mean, if you're doing a true lockdown, we're talking Chernobyl type lockdown where you're not getting groceries. All right. You know, you're not going to the power company. You're not, you know, I apologize. Yep. You're not, you know, I mean, what we're talking, unfortunately, about, you know, we're talking about kind of like Walking Dead. Hold on, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I got to get my readers on. Zorian, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, what's up? I was just calling regarding type 1 diabetes and the COVID virus, actually, because I like your discussion today. I think vaccines are not that great, actually, and I agree the toxicity involved with the vaccines, as well as the whole exposure, the lockdown thing is kind of a little sketchy, but we'll see how it works out.
So you have type 1 diabetes. Are you going to be getting the coronavirus vaccine?
I will not. I don't think I want to.
Okay. Now why?
Because I think the elements of the toxicity involved are too severe. It hasn't been tested or anything with the trials for that vaccine. And I don't know what the long-term complications will be.
It is. It is a little frightening because, you know, we think that it was fast-tracked, and we know that there is a lot of gain from pharmaceutical companies to whoever could get the vaccine out first. It is concerning. And when you do have type 1 diabetes and you're kind of used to getting things injected, you know, with the insulin, I see the hesitancy. You know, unfortunately, Zorian, you are high risk. So, you know, hopefully once you do become, shall we say, you know, comfortable and confident that it could protect you, I am going going to be recommending people like yourself to get it, but I do understand the hesitancy early on. In the meantime, if you aren't getting vaccinated, what are you going to do temporarily to try to avoid getting COVID?
Okay, well, I am trying to upregulate my immune system, build my body's immune system, rather, vitamin C, maybe zinc, you know, vitamin D, you know, the regular.
Good. All right, good. So vitamin C, zinc, you're making sure you're eating well. How are your blood sugars?
They're pretty steady.
Okay.
Pretty normal, yeah.
Okay. Then, Zorian, you're doing what you can. Definitely talk to your doctor about it, and then, you know, hopefully once you feel comfortable with it. You know, I mean, I do have confidence that these vaccines will work, but I am, you know, I am kind of, you know, taking it a little slow. So, Zorian, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so hold on a second. We're kind of getting this back on Facebook Live here. So, When we have Dr. Michael Osterholm suggesting that we go on lockdown for 4 to 6 weeks, he is also suggesting that in terms of keeping people, shall we say, having income, or, you know, keeping people solvent, that the government would pay wages. Now, again, you know, we don't have a Biden administration yet, so obviously the details are not ironed out. So what does that mean? Does it mean the employers are going to get wages? Does it mean the employers are going to be able to get what they would, you know, also, you know, what they would have made if they were allowed to stay open? Are the loans on the mortgages and on the businesses going to defer or forbear payments? Not sure. Right now, and again, it's very, very superficial. What we're being told right now, because it's very, very early, is that they, you know, the government would pay people to be at home for 4 to 6 weeks, their wages, all right? And whether that extends to employers, managers, gig workers, I don't know. I mean, it sounds nice, but, you know, would it work? Now, adding more insult to injury, there's a Gallup poll where the average American said, no, we're not going to lock down again. Now, again, could it be, well, because those are the people on the right that are mad that, you know, Joe Biden, you know, might have gotten all the electoral votes, or are those people, you know, mixed Democrats, mixed Republicans? I think they are mixed. I can't tell you how many business owners are like, okay, guys, I am not for lockdown again, because my little bakery or my boutique shop or my hair salon is not why we have COVID. So I don't know if it's so much a right-left thing as much as it's a who owns a business and who doesn't. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm on Facebook, I'm on social media, and so I watch and I look and see who are the people kind of promoting lockdowns and who aren't. And again, not to offend anybody, but the majority of people pro-lockdown are the ones that are getting paid, you know, and or they are able to work from home, or they're like, it's not bad, I'm still making my paycheck, or, you know, I'm getting the unemployment. And, you know, many of the people kind of pro lockdown, mind you, they also are probably scared of the virus, but many of them kind of supporting the lockdown are like, look, you know, it's doable. When you look at those who are like, okay, we can't do this anymore, we can't take it anymore, those are the ones who aren't getting income. Those are the ones who have a business that has died or is dying. And I don't know if you guys have ever watched a business die. Luckily, I've never had a business that died, but I've seen my friends' businesses die. It is heartbreaking. I mean, it's like watching a human die. It's heartbreaking. And so, you know, if you don't have half the country on board to locking down, and you don't have a relief for the non-employees, I don't know how popular that's going to be. And then, you know, you also have medical experts going, you know, is this a virus we can stop if we still have people going to 7-Eleven and still people operating power and all that? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Richard calling from Florida. Hey, Richard, man, how you doing?
Good, Dr. Dolly. Listen, commenting on your segment just before the commercials there, you were talking about, you know, can or can we not have a lockdown and that kind of thing. But the real question is should we do it from a legal and constitutional standpoint, right? I mean, there's lots of things that we could do to make life, quote-unquote, safer for citizens. We could require everybody to have a breathalyzer in their car before they drive. We could lower speed limits to 20 miles an hour all over the country. We would certainly cut down the number of DUI deaths and the number of traffic deaths. But the question is, should we be able to infringe on people's liberty and freedom? For instance, the Fifth Amendment says government can't take your life, liberty, or property without due process of law. We should not be giving away our freedoms and our liberties like this. It's a very bad idea.
It is. It does make me nervous that, I mean, I live in Nevada, and you know, our governor had basically threatened severe action if we didn't control the spread of COVID, and I don't think humans have that control. And so it's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, and then if not, there's going to be consequences. And the consequences are you can't feed your family. That's scary stuff.
You know, economists will tell us, Dr. Dolly, that there are no solutions to big problems like this. There are only trade-offs. So you're right. Yeah, like I said, you can make the speed limit 20 miles an hour. You can put a breathalyzer in everybody's car. What will you do to the rest of the economy? What will you do to people that need to feed their family? How many people won't be able to go to, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and stuff like that if they're locked down in their homes and things like that? We go back to that. It's just trade-offs. And you're right, we can't control this virus. We can't control these big problems. We need to learn to live with it.
Right. I hear you. Richard, man, thank you. Thank you for calling. We really, really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about the national lockdown and you know, how, you know, what I guess would need to be done, you know, for, and, you know, let me get this back on. Some of you guys want to go, let me see, what some of you guys want to watch, so I'm going to get our Facebook Live back up. YouTube, by the way, had a huge outage yesterday. For the reason why we're not on YouTube is I guess I'm still kind of working on that, the kind of the live stream on that, so I'm kind of working on that. Okay, so hold on a second, I'm going to get this up here right now. We're going to call this, what should we call this, kind of a lockdown realities. I'll do that. Okay, I'm working on it, and guys keep calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, hold on a second. We're going to get this going. I know. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. Radio used to just be about radio, so I didn't have to wear makeup. I didn't even have to wear a bra. Now, all of a sudden, we're on TV. So it definitely is interesting. Okay. So, you know, going back to how we approach lockdowns and how we approach COVID, and people ask me that, and they go, you know what? Just kind of take a stand. Do we lock down or do we not lock down? So this Dr. Osterholm, I get what he's saying. And again, you know, it would be nice to have all the doctors kind of be on the same page with this. But, you know, to ice out a virus, which is something we were kind of talking about before we got some calls, and keep the calls coming. We love getting your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is to ice out a virus, the concept of locking down in your house, not leaving, all right, having your own storage of food, not relying on delivery. All right. Not relying on city infrastructure. So nobody is going out there to the power company. Nobody's going out there for sanitation. Nobody's going out there to work the water and all that. If everybody is home and the virus has no hosts, the politicians are home. The first responders are home. The burglars are home. The rapists are home. The murders are home. If there are no people out there to transfer a virus and to transfer an infectious agent, a lockdown in a vacuum setting, in an ideal setting, could work. That's why you'll hear some microbiologists or some doctors say, yeah, if there's no host for the virus to attach onto or the bacteria to land on, it'll work. But that's not what our lockdowns are. You know, I mean, people are laughing when they watch us talk about lockdowns because the people had to, you know, still man the gas stations. There were people that still had to show up at the hospital. There were teachers still having to, you know, virtually go to the school to do virtual sort of, meetings. Our lockdown wasn't really a lockdown. And so that's why you're starting to get the frustration from a lot of business owners who are losing their business. You know, if you ask me, Dr. Dahlia, would a lockdown help? That you aren't going to like my answer because, like I said, the type of lockdown would have to happen means everybody's home, even those in the hospital. It doesn't make a lot of sense for somebody to be in the hospital, get the virus, go home, and then give it to their family of five. I mean, if you really want to ice out the virus, nobody is allowed to deal with anybody, you know, past that 14-day incubation period. But the problem is we need our hospitals running. We need to have doctors and nurses be able to go to the hospitals. And if they need to go to the hospitals, they need to be able to get gas to go to the hospitals. We also are going to need food to go to the hospitals, which means there's going to have to be truckers out there that are bringing food. And then those truckers are going to probably need to get a wheel fixed, or they might need to have their car looked at, which is why mechanics were open. And it just goes on from there. And then if somebody does need medication, you need a pharmacy open. Well, then people need to man the pharmacy, and if somebody's going to be there at the pharmacy, you also need security. Well, you know, a security officer is going to need clothes, and he's going to need, you know, dry cleaning. So you see how it keeps going on from there. Our lockdown is not a lockdown. We need to kind of reword it. It's a half-ass lockdown. Some people stay home, some people need to be out there to make this lockdown work. I love that I could, you know, watch Netflix at home. I think that's great. But somebody has to work that. I love that I have electricity, that there are people working at the power company. God bless you guys for doing that. But that's not a lockdown. There's people out there that are making our power happen. I mean, a true lockdown is no water, no power, nobody leaving their house, nobody working at the hospitals. So, you know, because you have to have all these entities and all these industries work, it's not a real lockdown, which is why there's all this frustration going, look, I did stay home. I did lose my job. I did lose my business. What more do you want from me, government? And so when this Gallup poll came out saying half the country's not going to put up with another lockdown, I can see their frustration, and trust me, I want this virus to go, but you know, flu, colds, pneumonia, you know, we're not going to squash out every bacteria and virus that's out there. It's not going to happen. I know people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's not the goal. Our goal is to, you know, squash COVID. COVID, just like these other viruses and bacteria, they have a drive to live. And if it's not going to be that, it's going to be something else. If you don't think there's another bug sitting there watching all of us, figuring out, ooh, this is what we could do next, you got another thing coming. All right? I mean, there's always hunters and huntresses out there. There's always pathogens out there. You know, are we getting mold exposure? You know, are those of us stuck in our house, right, that's not because of lockdown, having people come out and clean our ducts and, you know, making sure that we're not having, you know, moisture and humidity cause a hospitable environment for fungus, are those of us sitting at home day in and day out, you know, getting mold illnesses? Are we getting other sorts of issues, like, you know, the diabetes and the, you know, high blood pressure and the lack of vitamin D, et cetera? So, I would advise, you know, Joe Biden, if he's our next president, to really slow down on discussing and hinting at, well, let's just lock down and pay employees money to stay home, because we did that already. We did that already. We cost millions of jobs, and the virus is still here. I mean, so what, we're going to lock down for 5 years? It didn't work. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.